7.
America Tonight, each and every show, we like to kick it around with the folks from Talk Radio News. One of my faves, former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us. Bob, it's kind of a busy time in D.C., huh?
Sure is.
I like that. I got to talk to you about this because you and I talked about how easy this was going to be. Just the other day, you have Senator Kerry, boom, now he's Secretary of State. That was a layup, wasn't it, how fast he went through?
Oh, that was very easy. And he had three no votes, and I don't know what he did to Oklahoma and Texas, but all three of them went from, two of them from Texas, one from Oklahoma. So I don't know what on earth he did to the West. At least those, but that was it.
Nobody gets a perfect score.
No, he did quite well.
All right, so the president is setting his sights on, besides filling up his cabinet, the immigration reform bill. He's expecting to see that or having that go as early as, they're saying now, June. What do you think is going to happen here? Because we see that there's some bipartisan cooperation, but is this just a mirage?
Well, no, this one has a chance. You know, the president announced on Friday he was going to Las Vegas, and only in Senate style could they preempt him on Sunday, both parties, and they introduced their own bill. But the president made it clear, look, fine, you guys and gals, do what you want to do, but if you don't get a bill, I want to vote on my bill. So he set a marker there, which I think is good. It'll have some bipartisan support. Senator Rubio, a Republican Cuban American from Florida, is working with this. Senator Vitter, who's from Louisiana, called him nuts on this issue and naive. He's a Republican. I don't know why he did that. Carl Rove said there needs to be new face on issues, so Carl kind of needs to go away so there can be some new faces. And I think Rubio's that new face. It has a chance with the Democrats and Rubio, and maybe Jeb Bush from Florida is going to help, even though he's not in the Senate.
All right, so there you go. So the other big thing is what we've been talking about since the beginning of the year, and it's guns. And there was a Senate hearing on gun violence. The NRA chief, Wayne LaPierre, called for an immediate blanket of security in schools, saying, you know, let's get some armed guards in there. Then you had Gabby Giffords, the former congresswoman, saying, you know, you got to act now. So I can only imagine how heated that got. It sounds like it was pretty wild on the Hill.
It was. I mean, it was painful to watch Gabby. Now, and it's not of, you know, what a person she is. She's great, but just with the damage that was done, you know, through the guns to her, and she really did a great job, and brought the issue to the forefront. Wayne LaPierre took the course of, you know, we don't want background checks, etc. The membership, though, of the NRA may feel different. This is one of these where he's going to hold the line, and the membership may express a little different point of view, not giving, you know, all kinds of concessions, but willing to do some things in this system, especially background checks. But yeah, it was very, very emotional today.
Yeah, and this is just the beginning. I mean, who knows? There's much more to come. Yeah. The one last thing, Barney Frank. You know Barney Frank. I love what he said.
Yeah,
he's about emotions.
I was on TV with Barney.
Yeah, he said if I wanted to talk feelings, people were asking about that, I would have called Oprah. That's pretty funny. That's vintage Barney, isn't it?
He's great, but although why they didn't appoint him is beyond me, or Senator Kennedy's wife. I really just don't get this one. You know, they appointed a chief of staff, not a bad guy from what I hear, but a chief of staff of the governor. But Barney Frank always has, I think, the most fantastic lines. I served 11 years with him on a committee, and he's just absolutely hilarious.
Bob Ney, we thank you. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you.
All right, one thing we didn't talk about with Bob was a story that was giant in the U.S. today. And, of course, the reason why is we mentioned all the testimony about guns and the opposite sides of it, and he talks about how sad it was to see the former congresswoman speaking, and she obviously, it's a miracle that she survived that, and bravo. Every time you see her in public, I think people applaud. You have to applaud because it is truly amazing what the doctors were able to do and what she did because she was so aggressive in rehab. but obviously the lunatic Jared Lee Loeffner almost took her life and took too many other people's lives. And here we go again down that path of what's happening and how do you keep guns away from people who are crazy, schizophrenic, whatever they are. He obviously was an unbalanced guy. And then while that's going on, what happens in Phoenix, the cops were searching for a man suspected in the shooting of three people, one who died in an office building. This man had gone to the building to discuss some kind of litigation, an action that he was going to take. And after the meeting, which was about 12:30 Eastern, the 70-year-old man named Arthur Harmon shot one guy and then another man and a woman. So this was a law firm, where he went and he was talking to the law firm, like I said, about a lawsuit. And he was apparently involved in a client mediation, one of the guys, when he was shot. So it's very, very odd. It seems to be obvious that at least probably the two guys that were hit were his targets. The woman, who luckily had an injury but was not life-threatening, just happened to be in the way. Isn't that awful? When he decided to shoot. So when you dig a little bit deeper, because as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, there's got to be more to this story. So the guy, you know, jumps in a car and leaves after he shoots. He shot a witness who was following him, and they had announcements all over the place, all over talk radio, etc., in Phoenix, about, look, there's this guy armed and dangerous, and you know, he just started shooting at a law firm and took off. So, you know, it's strange. The former astronaut Mark Kelly, Gabby Gifford's husband, actually even referred to the shooting during that Senate Judiciary Committee hearing that we just talked about in Washington on gun violence. And what happened is there was so many squad cars after him. There's probably like 50 cars after this guy when he took off. And it's just, you know, another example of an awful thing that you could turn around and say, which the NRA says, listen, if somebody had a weapon, they could have gotten this guy. They could have nailed the 70-year-old man who comes in and decides to take out these two attorneys. So how awful. And you know, it's a fatal shooting. One of the two victims had non-life-threatening injuries, which was the woman that was just coincidentally in the way. And of the three shooting victims, you know, one of the three shooting victims died so far of injuries. So this is just another example of an awful thing. And there's certainly more to this story as to what infuriated him and made him decide that he was going to take matters into his own hand. But it also highlights the two examples, and there they are in Washington talking about it as if somebody had, you know, a weapon. And it's, again, an office situation where we're talking about schools, offices, churches. You know, where are you safe? Makes an argument for more concealed and carry, I think. Hang with us. We're going to talk about that and a couple of other things, including the Marines saying, not so fast, G.I. Jane. Hang through. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do it in a colorful mode. I like to make it, but you can't do that for me. I like to make my food. You can make me scream. You're the only woman. What is wrong with me? You're the only woman. Baby, can you see?
All right, quick reminder. If you're listening to me right now, I hope you're kicking it around for the next couple, because we have our final Nail the Score coming up in our third hour of America Tonight. Super Bowl final showdown. Just the 49ers and the Ravens. Who do you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be? You have three segments to call in, give us a guess, or during that same period, send me an email. It doesn't count if you do it now. It has to happen during that hour. Dave in Vermont started us off with a big win. Maybe somebody will close us out with a big win. As we continue on ATN, it wouldn't be this show if we weren't talking about, and we're going to talk about G.I. Jane in a second, but if we weren't talking about the weather. Can we get a break, Miss Nature? Can we get a break? A massive, I mean, mammoth storm wreaked havoc in Georgia. Just unbelievable tornadoes, winds that were incredible, flipping cars over like nobody's business, like they were on a Spielberg set somewhere. This happened on a Georgia interstate. I mean, just demolished houses, businesses, killed two people. It's amazing only two people were killed. Boom, out go the lights, 60,000 just like that without power. Can you sympathize? Have you ever been there? Seems like lately I have a lazy Susan in front of me with a map of the United States. I spin it, and on any given night, it might be your turn. Remember, the Northeast had Sandy a couple of months ago, and then we have this with Georgia in between. We've had all kinds of wicked weather. So it was so bad on 75 where you had roofs and all kinds of things tossed onto the highway. They had to just close it. And that's a major thoroughfare if you've ever been to Atlanta. I saw this footage that could be on, like, Discovery Channel, probably will eventually pop up in something. I mean, I'm talking enormous funnel cloud just bearing down in a little town about 60 miles outside of Hotlanta. There people were trapped in houses and buildings. It was awful. You know, a big, huge manufacturing plant was just wiped out. Huge chunks of it were wiped out. And that's where one person was killed and nine others had to go to the hospital. It was that bad. It just that's how a tornado is. It's just a death trap. You see it coming, and that's it. You know, you got to go in the opposite direction. But you can't often know when the funnel's going to hit. That's the problem with the tornado. At least with the hurricane, you get more of a warning. The storm is coming. It looks like it's going to be huge. Here's what's happening, blah, 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 blah. But with the tornado, any given moment, the right system, even if they throw up, hey, it's tornado watch, you just don't know where it's going to hit. And then the debris is so odd and what gets mixed up. And afterwards, you see things like bathtubs and you see lumber all over the place. And you see a roof on the roadway. I mentioned that. You'll see paper just dangling all over the place, looking almost like ornaments. It's crazy. Since I've filmed the aftermath of a couple of tornadoes and never really got that until I was in my first one, and it was in a place called Kearney, Nebraska. And boom, they know about it. So alarms go off. You're supposed to duck. You're supposed to have a place to go. And then afterwards, it's the strangest thing when you see what's left in roadways and yards and all that other kind of stuff. And then a couple of years ago, I was covering the one that was in Fort Worth, Texas, where glass just started to shatter and fall down in the downtown there. And we just had this also near the miniature ship, because I'm in the miniature ship. The mothership's in Minneapolis. And outside, off the decks of our mini studio, you could see giant clouds. There was crazy things happening in and around Dallas, Texas. And that was all of a sudden, too. I think people remember the car, one of the trucks that was flipped over, and it just kept flipping through the air, and very, very strange. So now these people are dealing with it, and what happens is, you know, you got to do what you can. You got to have damage control, get out there, try to help the people. That's the first thing you're looking for people. And by the way, it wasn't just in Georgia. Arkansas had a bad storm. Tennessee, they had a tornado. Winds up to 115 miles an hour. Luckily, no serious injuries there, but you had homes and warehouses and some crazy things that happened. Even the wall of one of those Dollar General stores just poof, collapsed. The roof in a second, torn off like it was a can. And then just imagine the wall. You're standing there. It is like a movie. And the wall crumbles right in front of your face. I mean, you'd have to feel so lucky that you weren't standing right there in that exact spot. It, because of that, you know, a lot of those people were saved. Thank goodness. It's just Georgia where they had the two people that were killed and all the other people that were injured so far, because you never know. By the time, even into the evening, you start to crawl through rubble, you might find something you're not expecting. But it's actually been a kind of a little bit of a break between tornado fatalities since they started recording all this stuff. The National Climatic Data Information Center or whatever. The last one, if you remember, was back in June. You had somebody that was killed in Florida, and that's how long ago was that? 200 some days ago. And, you know, the last multiple deaths were back in the beginning of June, so thank goodness we haven't had to talk about that very much, because awful stuff when you have to go through a tornado. I know a lot of you understand what I'm saying in the flyover states in the Southeast. I mean, heck, they're even reporting tornadoes a lot of times now in the Northeast. Kind of all bets are off, and There's just not much you can do when it's bearing down on you. You have to get away. That's, you know, that's the best advice. You got to try to get away, take cover however you can, go in a tub, put a mattress on top of yourself, you know, that kind of stuff. Because there's no predictability in it. No predictability. All right, speaking of predictability, I want to throw this in quickly. You know, you knew there was going to be blowback on the let's have women in all the positions in the military. They want to be Navy SEALs. You know, we want them on the front lines. That's great. Panetta's last official act, and he gets the blessing of the top general. And so, you know, we're rolling this out, and the Marines are saying, excuse me, we have a question. Not so fast. Don't assume that this is just going to be such a layup to do this. We're going to say slow down. Not all positions are going to be open to women. Some of them, frankly, are not. At least they're going to be closed, at least for now. We have to wait and see how this hand plays out. And for the Marine commander to say that, yeah, you got to be standing tall when you're going up against the Defense Department and you're saying, wait a second, you know, don't throw this down our throat. Forget about it. And this was General James Amos who said, if the numbers are so small with the qualifications, you know, we might just keep that close. That's not going to work for us with these combat spots. You know, hey, most of the other ones will be open to women, but there's definitely some with the physical challenges, the rigors, that we're not changing them. We're not going to change this. So you might have an end on the ban on women in combat, but we can't afford to lower our standards. We can't make adjustments, is what he's saying, on what happens on the battlefield. You know, that's not why America has a Marine Corps. I love that line. That, you know, that whole thing, I got your back, brother. That's not why America has a Marine Corps, he said. I can't do that. Can't have that on my conscience. If someone can do it, fine, but I'm thinking no. And he says, you know, we've got too much combat experience to even suggest lowering the standards, because even though they won't admit it, that was floated about reducing the standards. So, okay, we're going to allow women to be on the front lines, but maybe we have to reduce a few things. This general's saying he's not going to do it. He's not going to move the requirements, that there's, you know, there's no way. This is the standard, and this is what it is. So if we're developing the standards that have been developed years ago, we're not going to, you know, we have this, and we're not going to do it. So if we have to exclude women, then, you know, then that's what happens, but we're not looking to do that. We're just going to stand by what we've had in place, and, you know, there's no excuses. We're not going to try to exclude them, but if that's what happens, that's how we roll in the Marines. I'm sure they aren't rolling him out the door, but good for the general for standing up and saying, hey, you can do it, you can do it, but I don't think it looks all that good. Hang with us.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. weapons and water filters. Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
One of my fun friends pranking me. I've been trying to get J.J. Abrams to come on the show for a year. He comes on, we're playing this music for him, by the way. This music could translate into the next story we're talking about, which, by the way, we start off with all the cheery stuff from D.C., and then seg into the shooting in Arizona. Another nut goes into a law firm, decides, oh, I'm going to shoot, kills one, injures two others, and so far just one has died, and the other one had minor wounds, but just terrible, because it's shocking. You know, you're in this office, and then all of a sudden an older guy comes in, he's talking about a lawsuit, and then he's shooting. Guess what? He lost his mind over the suit. I don't know. We don't know everything. Just opens fire in the office building, one person dead from that. And this on the heels of the Alabama school bus shooting, where the bus driver died, guy stops the bus. Of course, the bus driver doesn't have a gun, a weapon, or anything. What's he going to do? He's shocked. He's not thinking that's going to happen. And he's killed. It's like every day we have a wild game of sick, sad game of Russian roulette happening in America. And, you know, the interesting thing is, honestly, just like the testimony that we talked about in Washington, you can make a case on both sides of this. My thing is, if this is what you have to do, if you're in a position where you are a responsible gun person, you're in a state where you can have concealed and carry, then you do it. You do it. If you are that person and you're prepared to do what you would have to do if you get in this situation, then by all means. And, you know, let's be honest about this. Unless you are so completely anti-gun. I mean, you could be anti-gun, like, whoa, that's not for me. Nah. I went hunting when I was a kid, but no. I don't want the responsibility of the gun. I don't mind my friends come over. You know, I've got kids. I have whatever. I'm just not my thing, but it's okay if you have the guns, but, you know, it's not for me. I guarantee that person, because I've talked to people before in this situation, when they're in some horrible predicament where their life is being threatened, but the person that they're with is the concealed and carry, I know what to do person, oh, they are so happy because they've got somebody there that can take somebody out who's opening fire or doing something to threaten you because they're there. It's like the incident, remember the nut that went in, for lack of a better term, by the way, describing people this way. Somebody goes into the Discovery Channel ranting, whatever, has all these weapons in a bag, and the security guard knew something was off. So he shoots the security guard, and the security guard is able to take him down because he's there, because he knows what to do, because he's armed. So you could say when we have this Russian roulette happening in the United States, it does make a case for concealed carry. And that's what the NRA is saying. That's what Wayne LaPierre is saying. Listen, you know, criminal things happen. Bad guys have guns. So we need to have guns. And if you're in a situation where there's a bad guy with a gun and you have somebody else who's there, then they're willing, they're going to do it. They're willing to step up and do what has to happen. But the key to all of this mix, the real elixir for me, and I know many of you feel the same way, especially those of you who have guns. You really, are you wanting to kill somebody? No, I hope not. That's not the name of the game. We're not playing a Hollywood movie role. You don't want to have to do that. But if you have to take action, you know what you have to do. And you're the responsible person. You clean the gun. You know where it is. You've got it where you have the box where you put your hand in it. You know on top of it to open it. You know exactly where it is, what you're doing, all that kind of stuff. You're taking the steps. You're not being lazy about it. It's not a remote control that you're just throwing casually in a desk somewhere. That's what, you know, I would push for. As responsible as possible. Let's have that happen if you're going to take ownership. If you're the person that's going to do it, that's what you want. So look in Arizona, especially with their gun laws there, if somebody had a gun and this lunatic decides he's going to open fire. However, I guarantee thinking of the 70-year-old guy going in, knowing somebody at the front desk, you're not thinking that's happening. I mean, you're not looking at everybody that comes into your life, especially someone who's been in the office before, as a client. You're not looking at them as a potential person who's going to start to fire shots at people. So that would still be pretty tough in that scenario. Wanted to throw in on a couple of other things and invite you, too. So Russian roulette, what do you say? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We talked about the tornadoes. In fact, Dan in Illinois shot me a quick note, and he said, "You're on it, sister. I know what it's like to go through the tornadoes. Never had my house hit by one, but trust me, I was driving down the road, and I've seen tornadoes, granted off in a distance, but it is a scary sight when you see the funnel. And now there's so many people that are out there chasing the storms. What are those fools thinking when they shoot with their cell phones or flip cameras or whatever it is they have, just so they can get their stuff on the local TV? I don't understand it. I agree with you. You got to get out of the way." Yeah, there's a lot of people that do that. Now, I mean, even the cable networks, they'll take people's video when they decide they're going to chase down a storm or they see a tornado. However, that's how a lot of those things get, you get footage of it because somebody happens to be you know, maybe far enough away, and they see it, and so then they start to shoot it. This was a big story that we didn't talk about today. We're going to talk about it a bunch tomorrow, because on the show we're going to have several guests out of Washington, D.C., on healthcare. You know, every year we go to Washington, and we really try to look at all sides of this, to be fair, to hear what people that are saying, wait a second, you really don't know what you're getting with healthcare, because there's some things in here that are going to work. There's things that are working. And then there's the other side of that, that, whoa, buyer beware, how much is this going to cost, and, you know, how affected are you going to be by it? So the big story out of D.C. is one that we're not surprised about. We've talked about it probably ad nauseum on this show, and it's the individual mandate. So some families could get priced out of health insurance because of a glitch in the law. The IRS regulations that were issued didn't fix the problem that they were hoping for. So here's the deal. There's some people that can't afford the employer coverage that they're offered on the job. They're not going to be able to get financial assistance from the government to buy private health insurance on their own. So how many people will be in that category? And they didn't understand it because they thought, okay, well, I just can't afford this coverage for my company, because they get smacked with high premiums. Ours are high, and I've got kids, I have whatever. And the Obama people say, listen, our hands were tied by the way the law was written. So what can we do? Families that can't get coverage because of the glitch are not going to face a tax penalty for remaining uninsured. That's what the IRS rules say. So it's a pretty big problem, a really big problem. In fact, Ron Polek, who's the executive director of Families USA, we're going to talk to him on our show, in our next show. And he's the group out of D.C. that supported the overhaul from the beginning. And he's saying the only way that it can be fixed is through legislation and not any of the regulatory processes. That's not going to work. So there's no immediate fix from Congress. You know, it's not going to happen. And the House, we know the Republicans want to see the whole thing repealed, so nothing's going to change there. But this affordability glitch is one of a bunch of problems that are now starting to be focused on, because the law is moving toward the full implementation. We said this all along. We've been in D.C. for the past couple of years, and that was always my question. What about individual mandate? What about people? How are they going to be able to opt out and get what they need in the coverage? And don't worry, it'll be there. And so I'm sure, as he's saying, they're not happy about that, because starting October 1st, you know, some of the uninsured are going to be able to sign up for the subsidized private coverage through those exchanges, if their exchanges are even set up. And there's definitely going to be a few holes with this. The whole thing is, how do you define affordable? That was the problem with this in the first place. Affordable health care. Remember the affordable health care law. And what is affordable? Congress says affordable coverage can't cost more than 9.5% of a family's income. So the purpose is to prevent people going away from their employer's coverage, but what if that employer's coverage costs them way too much? I mean, I'll give you an example. Let's say for an individual to be insured, the cost is about $5,600. $5,600, that's what's going to cost, okay? Now you go to a family. You got a family, you got a spouse, got a kid, maybe two kids, whatever it is. Do you know how much more you're paying? And I know I'm preaching to the choir and you're all looking at this, but $15,000, almost $16,000. So why is the employer going to chip in for the family premiums? I mean, some big companies will do it, but some families are just going to be strung out. They're out of luck. So there's one of your first big glitches that's already starting to show up. And we'll talk to Ron and others on our next show about that. Hang with us. We're banking on the final turn here for this Hour of America Tonight.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Should be legal in all 50 states. And adds, I took a life when I was in the Army. I never want to have to do that again. Really messes you up. But if you threaten me or my family, I will pull the trigger. And that's the point. So you hear him saying, and I'm glad he said that, you know, it's not something that you cavalierly do. People think, hey, I'll get a gun and, man, if somebody comes in, I am ready, boom, and it's just going to be so easy. But just like Jack, I can tell you I know people that have killed people, both officers who have been friends and family members, and also somebody who I know that owned a jewelry store, and unfortunately his wife was killed in the robbery, so you can imagine how that would mess with your head. But he also took the life of one of the robbers, and the whole thing was just a nasty piece of business. Beyond belief, the grief was unreal. And I think in hindsight, he was happy that he could do that, but not very happy that he wasn't fast enough that he could have stopped her death. And it's just a situation where it's that moment. You're in the moment, boom, that's it. And you're doing whatever you can do to try to save your family. And, man, that was tough for him, and so when you go down the road of I'm going to do this, you have to, I'm going to emphasize this again, based on so many of the conversations I've had, and you all know this, and all of you who have guns know this, you really just have to know what you're doing, be prepared to do what you have to do, and not just glibly talk about it, and that way it's safer for everybody else, and then it pushes forward the more of the stories about, listen, here's what happened, instead of all the other sides of the stories about the Russian roulette, the kooks that are out there that rip apart people's lives. How about the people who have saved other people's lives? We just, you know, really don't hear too much of that. That's not what's usually aired. And there are plenty of those stories out there. And I'm telling you, I'd like to be the person in that office that had somebody who immediately just pulled that out, pulled that gun out, knew what to do, and that was it. It's like Wayne LaPierre, who's either, to some people, a hero, to others, a villain. There's no in-between. I mean, there is just no in-between with this guy. And he says, if you look at what has happened, and especially, I mean, there's obviously some horrific things that we have seen lately that have happened in this country, but he says, you know, the government is failing to enforce existing gun laws. And with new restrictions, background checks are not going to stop criminals from using weapons in violent crimes, and that's true. And law-abiding gun owners won't accept blame for the acts of violence of deranged criminals. And we don't believe the government should dictate what we can lawfully own and use to protect our families. And there's no doubt about it that the background checks, it's in place. It could be in place. But the records are all over the place, and they're not thoroughly checked. And so whose fault is that when there's something that's in place already that could catch more people in the net and hasn't because it's not seriously being done the correct, it's not seriously being done the correct way. You can imagine how heated the testimony was on the Hill. So, you know, under the, what you have now under the law, you got about 76,000 people that haven't been issued permits. But of those people, and LaPierre pointed them out with the background checks, only 44 were prosecuted. You know, there are only 44. The rest were let go, and they're out there on the streets. So the existing gun laws are not being used correctly, and that's true. And even law enforcement types will tell you that. So why are you trying to put more laws on the books? I get it. I get the emotion. I get the heatedness. I get the craziness of it's no doubt with mental illness, something has to be looked at with these gun laws. Why aren't they stopped with these mass shootings? And the mass shootings we had in 2012 certainly would reignite the debate. But if we look at the laws already on the books in the United States dealing with firearms, I mean, we have a ton of them. The federal background check system for gun buyers doesn't stop a mentally ill guy from buying a gun, which, you know, he used to shoot his mother and left parts of her body in a freezer. You know, how's that possible? I mean, obviously, this is the mentally ill, the people who are off the charts mentally ill. How is it that they're able to get a gun? And we have plenty of examples of that. I'm not talking about somebody stealing their family's gun. I'm talking about they had their own guns. They had their own guns. And we have plenty of examples of that. I mean, background checks have certainly kept guns, in many cases, out of wrong hands, right? The law that the one law with the federal records has been around for about 5 years. But if you do a bigger in-depth study, which there have now been many because of what's happened, there's one from the Mayors Against Illegal Guns. They find that most of the states fail to pass on the mental health records to the federal system. So that means we have these records. We knew the Virginia Tech guy, we knew James Holmes, but nobody got the records. nobody got the records. So whose fault is that? You know, and even if you dig even deeper and you look into the research of this, and all that's out there, and all of it was dredged up, of course, for the hearing. If we go back to 2011, 23 states and the District of Columbia had submitted fewer than 100 mental health care records. 17 actually dished in fewer than 10 records, and 4 states didn't report a single record to the federal background check system. So, you know, go and figure. In Oklahoma, only 3 mental health records ever were there for the national check, the NICS index. And why is that? Why are those records not put in place? What's the hurdle? What's the problem to get those submitted? And I guess in some cases, depending on the state, there are some barriers that block getting the records because they're not allowed to have the records. So, you can't forcibly get them from the states. They have to be able to submit them, and that's too bad. There needs to be a better system than that. To track this down, and especially when it's in place. If it's already in place and it's not being enforced, you know, what's going to be the difference? It's like Texas passed a law, I want to say, 4 years ago, and it increased the number of records that they send to the system. You know, how much has increased it by? 200,000. So here's the deal. Texas is gun friendly. It's gun friendly. And so they do that with the database. But who has a central database that's easy to transfer? And, you know, some of the examples include in Illinois, the state auditor general says that there are about 114,000 mental health records kept in private hospitals. So we only reported like 5,000 because there's no way to share the records. So it seems as though one of the first things that has to happen if we're talking about mental health is if we're going to walk the walk and we're going to say we got to do something about it, for goodness sake, let's get a way to get these records centralized. Doesn't that make sense? So we're coming back around to the same thing we first started talking about at the top of the show. Among the things coming out of Washington, you know, how is it that the violently mentally ill people are able to get guns? And the answer is there are laws, but their laws aren't really being enforced. The record keeping isn't good. And this is a very, very big problem. So that's where we're missing the mark right now, right today. This is how we can keep handguns out of the hands of some of these people who would be mass murderers.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.